For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Once again, your song of the day, Brand New Man, by Brooks and Dunn, with Zip on the vocals there at the end. From 1991, Brand New Man, Brooks and Dunn, 464-5685. One is bad, 10 is good. Texture rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
I'm a brand new man. I got a baby now.
You're a brand new man.
Brand new man. You were singing that. You sang that one.
You just nailed it. I mean, I've always liked that song. Always. I'm not a huge country guy, you know. I like some country, though. Mm-hmm. You know what? Brooks and Dunn, the song Neon Moon.
Oh, yeah.
Now, if you play Neon Moon, it's a 100% close to a 10.
It's a good song.
Yeah, it's a ridiculous song. Ridiculously good. But Brand New Man is really good. My Maria is really good.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Boot Scootin' Boogie's really good. Those are really good songs. Ain't Nothing About You's really good. Those are good.
Brooks and Dunn was awesome.
Oh, they're good. They're still going. They're still alive, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, Kix, Brooks. I think they're still alive. Kix is for sure, right? He does radio still. Kix, Brooks.
I don't know that. But anyway, Brooks and Dunn, Brand New Man. High. I mean, you're right. Close. You're touching a 9. I'd say 8.99976. Touching. Just barely. Short of a 9.
Well, we'll get to some ratings in the text line. We know that Josh does not like country. I look back, he was kind of cringing. So this won't be a high score.
Josh is our producer.
Josh is a wonderful producer. I'm going to go with a 3-1 for Josh.
I'm going higher. Josh is, what is he, 21?
22.
He's in a rock band, so mm-hmm. Country's not his thing. He thinks the Eagles
are bad.
Are country.
And bad.
And bad. But I think he's higher on this one. I think he's 6.3.
5.5. All right. Okay. Good read by you on that one.
Yeah, that's a good song.
Some ratings here before I get to the mailbag. We've got Guilt Nerd 7.68. Notorious B.I.B. 3. Eric says just absolutely terrible 0.0. That's that Eric. Yeah.
Eric.
Yeah.
Eric.
We know Eric. Husker Demon 9.5. Mike and Dalton, Western Nebraska, says 6. The Bandit says 10. Rick from Wahoo gives it a 6.5. Ryan in California, 9.999.
Ryan, good job.
Triple H's dad, a 6. Sanderson says 8.1. He says, I don't think Brooks and Dunn has a bad song.
Okay. Sanderson's got good taste.
What you were saying there. Same thing. It was all the catalog there.
Yeah, Sandy's got good taste.
We got Big Bird in Columbus says 6.4. Bird in Columbus, 2.
2. He gave yesterday's song, which I can't remember, a 1.
Yesterday was Little Lies, right, by...
I think it was.
By Fleetwood Mac?
Fleetwood Mac.
That's what Nick told me,
yeah,
at least.
I think that's right. I think that's right.
Mr. Cub, 10 out of 10. Jennifer, 5. Hubby, 4.5. But they said appropriate song, however. for Jake.
Low ratings, though, in the house.
That is low for them.
Yeah.
They're not country people. Great tune from somebody. Give it a 10. It's unnamed texter. Crawford, 7.9. John in Des Moines says, you obviously did not have time to look for a good song while you were off work. That's a 2.
He welcomed you back, though. John, I just don't think John likes country.
He doesn't.
Does he?
He likes hair bands, you know, Def Leppard, all those types of bands.
Yeah, I was going to say
Poison.
Okay. It's good to hear from John. It's Metallica. John's still with us. John's been with us pretty much from the
start. He's been loyal. Yeah. Been loyal. Kevin Walkie says 8.54. Jake's a brand new man. He got the message there.
No, good.
A little theme there.
I like that.
Nathan Dorchester, you nailed it, Jake. Couldn't pick a better song to come back with. 9.9. So, thank you. There's your ratings there.
I don't know if you could have picked a much better song. That's an interesting pick. Interesting pick.
Well, I did what I could.
You hit Brooks and Dunn.
I don't play much Brooks and Dunn.
Mm-mm.
I should play them more often. I have not played Neon Moon. I do like that song.
That song is ridiculous.
I have not played that one.
That is a ridiculously good song.
It is a good one. Before we get to the mailbag, a quick legal ID. Hang on 1 second.
This is Lincoln's home for sports talk on the FM dial. Also online at theticketfm.com.
On the internet.
KNTK FM Firth, 93.7 The Ticket.
All right. Okay. Let's get to the mailbag. Here we go. And let's see if we get this pulled up here. I've been gone for a week. Hang on 1 second. Here we go. The mailbag, as always, sponsored by our friends at Double Eagle Golf. Have you been yet? It's a paradise. It's heaven. It's a haven out there. It's a man cave, as you've always described it as. Mm. Right?
It's like I mean, it's interesting when you walk in, you're just walking out of the world. You're walking out of the world and into a new world, and you feel very far removed from the other world. It's interesting that way.
I like that.
Yeah. You pay attention to your golf swing. What do you call those bays?
Those are bays.
Yeah,
and those are bays.
Go over to the bar and do that thing, and the staff is friendly.
The drinks are always there.
Sam is ridiculous.
Sam's a good dude.
Yeah,
five different bays. Book your tee time at DoubleEagle.golf. It's West O Street, the Kinetic Sports Complex. You can't miss it.
Sam almost strikes me as the type of person. What's his last name?
Stroh. Stroh.
Type of person that was sort of put on Earth to be a friendly host.
I agree with that.
Of something. Yeah.
He's a good man. Yeah. To the mailbag, Michael says, aloha from Hawaii and congrats, Jake, on your newborn. The office building I work in has terrible parking, which is made worse by people making their own parking spots. Ooh. What are some of your office or workplace pet peeves?
Ooh, Jake, go ahead. Let me think. Office or workplace?
I can give you several because I see it every day here at the station. Number one, people that don't clean up after themselves. I am not your babysitter. And DP makes that very clear.
You know, he is.
I'm glad he says it because I don't want to say it myself. As the owner, I'm glad he says, hey, listen, we are all grown adults. We do not have, we're not at daycare. This is work. Please throw your trash away. If a trash can's full, take it out to the bin. It's right behind the building here. And clean up your space. I mean, this morning I went back and one of those tables was just full of crap. Of like, food.
It's a good pet peeve.
Remnants. Clean up after yourself.
Yeah,
Please.
I don't have many, but I do. I mean, when I worked in a newsroom, okay, this is going to sound really bad for me, I think. I'm not going to come off well in this.
All right.
I was always astounded by the noise level of people in the immediate vicinity of someone who's writing. I was always curious about, like, you know, that person's writing and you're basically like having a party right next to him. And clearly that woman or man is in a very tense writing mode and you are very seemingly rude.
I feel this. I've seen this before.
Yeah. I was mostly curious about it. Like I never would voice much. And I was probably that person sometimes too, that was loud while a person was on deadline. I could be that way too.
Or throwing the football around maybe in the office, possibly.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, for the uninitiated, myself and Chris Basnett and Parker, we did this strange thing when the Journal Star, in its, you know, waning years, there weren't many people up in the newsroom, and we would throw the football around. I mean, there was a big area. I mean, like a 30-yard vacant area in the newsroom where we would run routes. And Parker had a great arm, by the way. Parker was a high school quarterback. Man. But anyway, that always astounded me. The noise level is a pet peeve for me. Noise level in an office while you're working. I was always sort of astounded by how loud it could be. Like, wow, we're all supposed to be working and writing, but it sounds like it's a party in here.
I had one more pet peeve that probably doesn't come up that often, but it did happen at the old station we were at. And a former employee of the ticket, unknown, I won't be named this person, but they decided to bring and microwave some fish in the office. There are certain things you are not allowed to microwave at the office, and the stench of fish is repulsive. It takes up the whole office. It was terrible.
It can be repulsive.
People have figured out in the text line who that was. Yes, it was that person.
It can be repulsive.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I don't know who this person is.
You should know who this person is.
Really? Okay. We'll talk about this off the air. It was that bad. Because I'm a fit. Now, you know I
made
like
a big
fish.
Deal about this when it happened at the moment. And I brought it up for many times since. But it still sticks out to me that somebody decided to microwave fish in the office. And guess what? The whole place smelled like crap. It smelled like fish.
Did it?
The whole office. Like, you microwave chicken doesn't smell that bad. Beef, you're used to that smell. Fish, there's something about it that just... It just sticks to the wall, it gets in the vents, and it makes you want to gag.
Would I have had problems with it?
No, you eat like weird fish. Food, so...
Yeah, I like fish, so I don't know how bad it was. I can't remember that. We'll talk about it off the air. I don't have a lot of pet peeves. I don't. The noise thing is definitely a pet peeve. Then they gave me an office, and I was... Okay, quirks, you know, issues that I have. There were people that point this out. I could be alone in the Journal Star on Sunday, and there'd be nobody there except for me, and I would shut my door. People would be like, why do you have your door shut?
I would do that.
There's nobody even here.
That's fine.
Yeah, okay.
I'm fine with that. Yeah. Whatever. If it helps you get the job done, then do that.
Yeah, I just it was a sign that I don't want to be bothered.
This is from Eric. Not that Eric. Different Eric. Says, the next 3 days, there are NBA games tomorrow, Thursday through Saturday.
Glorious.
There's NBA and there's also NFL draft. What will you be more inclined to watch, the NBA. Draft or NBA?
I'm into the NBA. You almost have to, in this town or wherever, in certain areas, you have to apologize almost for being into the NBA. But the playoffs have got me now. I'm into it. I watched the Sixers and Knicks the other night.
How about that comeback by Jalen Brunson? I saw it. Yeah,
Brunson.
How about that?
DiVincenzo.
Looked bad. DiVincenzo went to the big three. Yep. Yeah, got the steal and the inbounds pass.
You got it. That was an amazing game, wasn't it?
How about that finish?
I was telling the guys yesterday, that scene at Madison Square Garden and that level of intensity was like the 70s, 80s, 90s. That was beautiful NBA basketball. And some of these series are pretty good.
How's Alex doing with the Magic down 2-0?
He's not happy.
I would imagine so.
The Magic.
It looked bad through two games.
They
bad,
did.
Straight up bad.
They got
Cavs pounded them.
Yeah. I mean, they didn't acquit themselves well at all at the guard position. The Magic guards did nothing the last game. Banchero had one rebound. I mean, I was tracking it. I was tracking it because it was on NBA TV and I don't have NBA TV. So I was tracking it, and Banchero, who's a horse for the Magic, had one rebound with about 5 minutes left. I'm like, how's that possible? How do you? If I was a coach, I'd say, I'd get him on the bench and say, how is it possible that you are 6'10", you weigh 250, you're one of the best looking players in the league, you're one of the toughest players in the league, and you have one rebound?
I'd also say, listen, we don't make the playoffs very often in Orlando. We've been bad for years. Is this how you want to be?
Right.
You want to go out like this?
They go back to Orlando. Let's see what it looks like.
To answer the question, I'll watch more draft than NBA. After all that, I still watch the draft.
I am. I'm not watching.
Why not?
I'm just not that
I probably won't watch that much of anything. I'll be occupied.
I don't know if we're going to get to this We'll get to the Nebraska draft situation in the next segment.
We're going to.
Yeah. Any other mailbag question?
Yeah, we have one more. This is from Mr. Beef Tacos.
Okay.
Are you in, at your current age, not back in your current age, are you in or out on chocolate milk?
Go.
Yeah. I don't drink it very often, but if it presents itself as an opportunity, I would gladly have some chocolate milk. Yes.
Yep, me too. I like pizza and chocolate milk.
That's
your
combo?
Yeah, I like pizza and milk, and I will do pizza and chocolate milk.
That sounds like a glorious gut ache right there.
No.
Glorious.
No.
Glorious gut ache.
Not a gut ache.
Sounds like a gut ache to me.
I like pizza. I'll take a frozen pizza and chocolate milk, and that's a good meal.
Text line, does pizza and chocolate milk sound like a gut ache or not? It a very tasty gut ache.
It's not a gut ache.
It sounds like a gut ache, but you
know, a lot of dairy. That's for sure.
There you go. Yeah. Dairy can tend to cause gut aches. Yeah. So there you go. That's the mailbag sponsored by our friends at Double Eagle Golf. Check them out at doubleeagle.golf today. Hour two next on Early Break and the Ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.